You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there what a GMO is. And our goal, working with the USDA, is to get that information out to the consumer.
Dr. Ted Yohos, a veterinarian from Gainesville, Florida. He also represents the 3rd Congressional District in Washington, D.C., as a member of the House Ag Committee.
You know, there was over 100 Nobel laureate scientists that did a retrospective study on GMOs, and they came out conclusively saying that GMOs are safe. We're at 7 billion people in the world. We're going to 9 billion people. You're not going to feed 9 billion people with today's agriculture unless you use the new strains that are developed. And we're putting millions and millions, if not billions of dollars, into our land-grant universities in research. And this research leads to the GMOs. And in our state of Florida, you know, we're number one in citrus still in the country, but yet 100% of our trees in Florida have been affected by citrus screening. And this is something that drops the fruit off the tree early. One of the cures for that is going to be a GMO. So the consumer, the mother out there feeding her children or the father out there feeding their children, you know, fruits and vegetables that come from a GMO, they have to know that that product is safe. And I had the good fortune of sitting with Mrs. Gates, Melinda Gates, and she was promoting golden rice, the vitamin content. It's got an extra vitamin A in there, which is used for child development, eye development, nerve development. And she understands that. And she says she would be happy to be a spokesman for the benefits of GMOs and help dispel the misinformation that is on the internet. And I'm so excited about this because we're spending money of the American taxpayers in research and development. And the USDA goes through a very strict process of looking at these new strains that are coming out. It's approved by the EPA. The FDA weighs in on this, and it's got the stamp of approval of the USDA. So if we're doing the research, we're doing the development, we need to do the marketing. And that's what I look forward to the USDA is being a marketing tool for the research and development that we do so that we can feed more people.
Yoho says agriculture in Florida is diverse.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of people think of Florida as, you know, the amusement parks, you know, your Disney Worlds or beaches and palm trees. And yes, we have that. But the ag industry in Florida is the second largest industry in the state of Florida. If it was not for agriculture, when we had the recession, Florida really would have been hurting. Agriculture is what's brought it through. And we have the largest contiguous cattle farm in the nation, Deseret Ranch. And we've got some of the largest dairies in the nation. And then if you look at our horse population, we're one of the largest areas in the Ocala area. It's got the largest population of horses per capita in the, if probably in the world. We've got over 360 specialty crops. Florida's number one in sweet corn in the country, number one or two in watermelons. And people don't realize that. And then you throw citrus and ornamentals and things like that. We're a very diverse state. We've got two distinct growing regions, and some people will say three. And we go from peanuts to cotton, to dairy cattle, to, you know, pretty much any commodity you think of. And so we're very proud of that, and we're very excited about this listening session.
Dr. Ted Yoho, representative from Florida and a member of the House Agriculture Committee. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.